You Don't Have to Thank Me by A Box the Color of Heartache, read by Marianas. Lin Chen swishes indoors after a tussle with Feliu, shedding leaves onto the floor of Su Manor. Feliu takes refuge in the kitchens with Auntie Ji, whose authority Lin Chen obeys under penalty of an empty belly. Mei Cheng-su instinctively shields his paperwork as Lin Chen shakes dust from his surcoat. Meng Zhe is not so well-versed in the young master of Langya Hall's habits and coughs. "You really shouldn't tease him so," says Mei Cheng-su without looking up from his work. "Someone has to keep him on his toes," replies Lin Chen airily. "Can you imagine how insufferable he'd be if he knew he had no one left to beat?"
"I can only imagine," remarks Mei Cheng-su.
The most delicate of Lady Jing's pastries would not melt in his innocent mouth. Lin Chen scowls. "Meng Duke kept him occupied in your absence." Lin Chen turns his scowl into a sunny smile. Meng Zhe narrows his eyes, recognizing a shit-eating grin when he sees one. The resemblance to Xiao Shu at his worst is uncanny.
"That's very generous of you, Commander General. Between being at this one's beck and call," says Lin Chen, jostling Mei Cheng-su's shoulder gently and rustling up a muttered curse. "And His Imperial Majesty's, when did you make the time?"
Meng Zhe is a tiger on the battlefield, fast and sharp and powerful. On occasion, he wishes he could transfer a little of that speed into words. He decides, as always, to fall back upon open-hearted honesty in the face of wit. If he cannot keep up, he will at least not trip himself with lies or tricks.
"I make time whenever I can," he replies.
Lin Chen eases down next to the low table and light fingers Mei Cheng-su's cup of tea. Cheng-su answers the insult by pulling the teapot out of his reach without comment, but Lin Chen doesn't seem to notice. He is instead watching Meng Zhe. The quality of his gaze has changed from wicked to interested, and Meng Zhe is not sure that that's an improvement. "Xiao Feliu doesn't have many people to play with here," Meng Zhe continues. "He can run around with Xiao Tingsheng and the other lads, but only if he holds himself back. I don't doubt they have fun together, but it's like watching a falcon fly in a flock of pigeons. He deserves to stretch sometimes." When Lin Chen does not immediately answer with a quip, Mei Cheng-su rewards him by returning the teapot to the table.
"There's nothing wrong with doves," says Lin Chen.
He pours himself a cup of tea, but his eyes never leave Meng Zhe. Meng Zhe's brows beetle.
"Because you keep doves," Meng Zhe hazards.
Enlightenment dawns.
"Oh, I wasn't implying that you were a..."
Lin Chen flaps a hand at him.
"I know, I know."
He sips his tea, still eyeing Meng Zhe.
"Thank you for keeping him occupied. It is beyond the call of duty for the Commander General. I hope you believe me when I said the gesture does not go unnoticed or unappreciated."
Lin Chen smiles.
"Xiao Feliu might never say so, but then he doesn't much care for losing."
Mei Cheng-su turns a look on Lin Chen and lifts a brow. Lin Chen ticks his tongue against his teeth and rolls his eyes. Meng Zhe sees this exchange, but cannot make heads or tails of it.
"It is no trouble at all," says Meng Zhe. "You don't have to thank me for time well spent."
Lin Chen's eyebrows come up. For the first time, he looks truly impressed.
"Well," he says, but does not elaborate further.
Meng Zhe senses that something has changed between them. Heaven help him put a finger on exactly what that change might be. He smiles, because smiling is generally a safe bet. Lin Chen smiles back. Comfortable silence falls in the room. Feliu pops his head in the door.
"Auntie Ji," says the boy, "Sugu good dinner?"
He has eyes only for Mei Cheng-su, pointedly ignoring Meng Zhe and Lin Chen.
"In a bit, Feliu," replies Mei Cheng-su. "I must finish this letter first. Please tell Auntie Ji thank you for me."
Feliu nods and is about to dart away when Lin Chen makes a wounded noise.
"Ungrateful child. What about dinner for Sugugu's guests?"
Feliu's face scrunches up like he just found a bad tangerine.
"Starve," he says primly.
He sticks out his tongue and zips back to the kitchens. Mei Cheng-su folds over next to Lin Chen, the back of his hand pressed against his mouth. Meng Zhe almost leaps forward to help until he realizes Xiao Shu is laughing uncontrollably.
"Huh."
Lin Chen puts his hands into his sleeves, unsympathetic to Mei Cheng-su's fit of hilarity.
"The price we pay for our generosity, eh, Commander General?"
Mengjie is hard-pressed to hide his own laughter and cannot help but grin. He recalls a conversation from almost a year ago, Xiaoxu asking Feiliu why he did not like Meng Dege. Feiliu answered it was because he could not beat Meng Dege. Feiliu certainly does not like Lin Chen. If you and I had a match, young Master Lin, who would win? Mengjie asks the question, leaping first and forgetting to look. Lin Chen rocks back, genuinely caught off guard. You would, he says without hesitation. Mengjie takes a secret and quiet second to preen at getting the drop on one of those clever bastards for once. Really? He asks, wincing as he loses the ground he just gained. Xiaoxu hangs his head, but his eyes track the conversation with undisguised interest. It is the same avid intellect that never fails to give Mengjie the shivers. Lin Chen just smiles. Commander General, of the two of us, who compiles the Langya list? Are you saying I don't know my trade? No, I was just... Mengjie flounders for words. Lin Chen makes a placating motion. No offense taken, Commander General. I'm simply enjoying the novelty. Usually when people dispute their place on the Langya list, it's because they think they should be ranked higher. Mengjie frowns as he parses Lin Chen's meaning. It occurs to him that the person who judges the best in the world must be awfully good himself. Good enough to compare the widely varied skills of others, and good enough to hold his own in disputes. Good enough to freely admit when he would lose in a match. Oh, says Mengjie. He blinks. Thank you, he adds. Lin Chen leans forward, hands resting on his knees. Commander General, says the young master of Langya Hall. His eyes are kind. There is no need to thank me for a fine reputation justly earned. The end.